Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, let's get straight into it. What rights do we have if removal companies damage or lose our stuff?
Okay, so the Consumer Protection Act gives us quite a lot of rights, as we know, and it covers this scenario. It stipulates that consumers are entitled to get their goods back in at least as good a condition as they were when they made them available to a company to provide a service. So that applies whether you take your car in for a service or a repair and it gets stolen or damaged or whatever. Whatever they try to say about insurance, this insurance, that is a complete side issue. Yes, you should take out insurance on your items and maybe phone your insurer when there's a move going on to inform them. But it actually is a side issue because, as I just said, the companies are liable if they don't treat your goods as they should. CPA specialist attorney Trudy Brookman puts it like this: a supplier cannot subcontract their duties under the CPA to an insurer. Okay, so whether the insurer pays out or not is immaterial. The company is responsible. So if a removals company that you pay to transport your goods loses or they get stolen or they get damaged, they are liable. But if my inbox is anything to go by, consumers have an uphill battle with many removals companies over damaged or missing possessions. When it comes to damages, the company often claims that the piece of furniture or bedding in question was in that so-called bad state, whatever it was, when they loaded it onto the van. And the consumer often has quite a battle on their hands to disprove that claim.
Yeah.
So I recently took up two removals cases gone wrong, both involving East Coasters. The first was Carrie Farrell of Durban. She bubble-wrapped her collection of, I don't know if you know it, Darren, that beautiful wonky-ware crockery. It comes from the Eastern Cape somewhere, and she packed it into boxes herself for transporting to the family's holiday home in Knysna.
Yeah.
The next time she saw it was in pieces.
Mm.
And her furniture, mostly newly restored pieces, inherited from her parents and in-laws, the peaches would have got bruised, had fresh gouges, cracks, a broken leg, missing glass, making her convinced that the load had been subjected to some kind of trauma. But Hein Achenbach, owner of the company she contracted with, Cape Town-based African Furniture Removals, took absolutely no responsibility for the damage.
Mm.
Like many removals companies, he said they take no responsibility for owner-packed boxes, so there's the first caution.
Okay.
And then he claimed that the furniture was marked on the inventory list when it was loaded as old, marked, or scratched. Okay. But Carrie makes the point, being old and slightly worn is very different from being broken, gouged, damaged. And she's right, yeah. So she wasn't at home when the goods were collected and she didn't see the inventory or how those goods were described until weeks later. And just a thing about those lists, they have little codes like S and M for scratched and marked and kind of thing. And I don't think most consumers actually bother to look at that, but
no.
It can come back to bite you if you're not on top of that. So she says, in future, I'll make sure to take photos of everything as it's loaded into a removal van and check how the company has described the condition of each item before the van drives off. And that is brilliant advice.
Wow.
So more moving do's and don'ts and that second case coming up.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
So Wendy, did that woman whose furniture arrived a bit worse for wear in Knysna,
okay,
a lot worse for wear, did she get compensated in any way by the removal company?
Sadly not. Carrie Farrell of Durban had paid African Furniture Removals 5,000 Rand for that move back in April, including 150 Rand for insurance up to the value of 10,000 Rand, and she took that insurance cover mainly to cover a very special heirloom chest of drawers. So the owner of the company, Hein Achenbach, told her that the insurance only covered fire, overturning, collision, hijacking, and theft, and he has refused to refund the cost of the move, not even starting with taking responsibility for her restoration costs. He told me when I got involved that he was only the middleman and referred me to H&M Removals, the company which he subcontracted to do the move.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Carrie wasn't even aware of that, but he chose not to respond. So that's where I had to leave it, and we've had to go with just a warning about that sort of thing. And another thing about subcontractors, you always find out from the company that you're contracting to who, in fact, that they're in fact doing the move.
Yeah.
But in any event, the company to which you pay the money is the responsible party.
Yeah.
So in the second case, Elaine Tardin, who you might remember Darren from East Coast. He used to call him Alain Tata. Alain paid Durban-based Classic Removals to move his household contents to Joburg some time ago and store them for several months before delivering them to his new home.
Yeah.
He says his beds were ruined by exposure to damp and his fishing reels listed on the inventory were missing, just gone. But the company refused to take responsibility, saying the beds were in a bad condition on the day that they were collected. You're seeing a theme here. And that the insurance he took out didn't cover the missing reels as he didn't have proof of purchase. But, of course, these things aren't mentioned at the time you take out the insurance. Yeah. Do you have... Who has an invoice for every single item that they might move? I mean, you keep things for years. Okay.
That's crazy.
So, other consumers, interestingly, I did a bit of a Google, have complained on complaints website Hello Peter of their goods being damaged by moisture after being entrusted to Classic Removals. So I got a hold of the company, and Jolene D'Souza told me that dissatisfied clients made up less than 1% of the company's clientele. She says that Alain had opted not to to pay extra for protective wrapping for his beds, but had the she did have the beds professionally cleaned after I got involved, and said that she would assist with regard to the missing reels if some form of purchase could be provided. Back to the old proof of purchase. Alain didn't have the receipts, but he did have the empty reel boxes, and D'Souza said she'd submit photos of those and invoices for replacements to the company's insurers. So that's some work in progress. We'll come back to that one. Again, while it's advisable to insure your household contents when you move house, if you don't and your precious possessions get damaged or go missing because of the removals companies, because of their failure to take proper care of it, they are legally liable for your losses. Okay. So here's the advice to avoid getting into this situation in the first place. Make sure you use a reliable company and check if there are any reviews of the company's service on, you know, complaints websites or anywhere else to see if they can be trusted.
I think that's very important because, I mean, how often are you going to move? It's not
depending,
that often.
Yeah, some people vary. I mean, I did many, many moves in a big rush and then I've stayed put for 20 years. So it depends, I wouldn't know where to go if now. Yeah.
It's like an investment. Don't scrimp on that one.
Absolutely. Do your homework before. Read the contracts really carefully, especially regarding the self-packing bit and the liability around that.
Yeah.
Make sure that you and your company agree on the quantity of the goods before agreeing on the amount and paying a deposit. I got this one from the Consumer Goods and Services Ombudsman, by the way, who deal with a lot of these moving cases gone wrong. So you tell them what you've got, and then they say, okay, fine, that's this amount. And then they come to your house and they say, oh, no, this looks like a lot more. In fact, you know, the quote's going up. So get that all sorted beforehand. And very important, very, very important, take photographs of your goods as they are about to be loaded onto the truck as proof of their condition, so they can't come back with the it was like that line, and check that their condition is accurately noted on the inventory. So check what those little codes are and make sure you're very much on top of that, so in the event of a dispute, you are fully covered and you have all the proof you need for your case.